Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
It's Memorial Day weekend, the official start of summer. First, we head to Cape Cod, where businesses are expecting a brisk season, and they're finding brisk competition for the jobs they're offering. WBUR's Monica Brady-Myroff reports.
When you visit the Cape this year, you might notice something different about the people scooping your ice cream, ringing up your flip-flops, or checking you in at the front desk of your hotel. Unlike 2 years ago, when more than 6,000 foreign workers flooded the Cape to fill jobs, this year's summer workforce is local.
Good morning. Thank you for calling the Cape Cod Resort and Spa. This is Carolina. How may I help you?
20-year-old Carolina Aquino of Hyannis works the front desk of the Cape Cod Resort and Spa. She worked at the hotel 2 years ago before she went to college and returned because it was an easy job to find.
There is a lot of competition. It's a little bit harder. People are going back to places they have worked before. And again, if you're coming in new, the places want to hire people that they have already hired before. So that's one of the reasons why I came back here as well.
Aquino's boss, Bill Catania, president of the company that owns the Cape Codder and the Hearth and Kettle restaurants, says he has a lot of former employees who live in the area looking to return. He's also had applications from people with professional backgrounds looking for work at his hotel. As one of the largest seasonal employers on the Cape, he says the pool of candidates this year is strong.
We found a better quality of work staff because more people seem to appreciate their jobs more. I guess they need it a little bit more, or they, you know, realize it might not, if they don't do well, they might not be able to find another one as easy.
And Catania is not alone, says David Agostino, the executive director of the Cape and Islands Workforce Investment Board.
It's a pretty robust picture for employers because of the general economy. We're not unlike the general economy in that individuals are taking positions that they might not have even looked at or considered a number of years ago.
The Cape's unemployment rate is around 10%, 2 percentage points higher than the rest of the state. And the layoffs in other sectors mean overqualified people are applying for seasonal work. People such as 42-year-old Sheila Reed of West Yarmouth. She's a tax preparer during tax season. Recently, she was at the Career Opportunity Center in Hyannis looking for a clerical job.
It's hard to find a full-time job, I should just tell you that. Out here, it's all part-time, which I can't really live off that right now.
Reed says she's now looking for summer jobs at restaurants and motels, work she's never done before.
I have experience in clerical, not with as far as physical labor work, which is, you know, mostly what the work is out here. Housekeeping. Not that I can't do housekeeping. Definitely I have 4 kids, so I know a thing or two about it, but they're not going to hire me on that basis.
And if you have very little experience because you're young, like 18-year-old Alyssa Zuniga, it's even harder to find a job. She's been looking for 2 months, and she's found some unlikely competition.
Me and my grandmother applied for the same job at Dunkin' Donuts, and she got the job. I didn't.
In Massachusetts, teen employment rates have fallen through the floor, and Zuniga feels it, especially on the Cape, where the elderly population is more than 3 times larger than in the rest of the state.
It's really hard. Nobody's willing to give kids a chance to get a job. I mean, everywhere you go, it just seems like there's no teenagers working.
Zuniga's mentor at Cape Cod Community College is Corin Peacock, who runs the Schools to Careers Partnership. She recently polled 38 students about work.
Only 10 of them have summer jobs. So for only, you know, a third of them to have job lined up at this point is unusual.
The situation stands in stark contrast to just a year ago. Then fewer foreign workers were given visas, so employers held job fairs and recruited from as far away as Fall River to find qualified workers for the summer season. For WBUR, I'm Monica Brady-Myroff.